My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We are counting down the hours now until we have the Browns and the Cowboys game. You'll be listening to right here on 92.3 The Fan. Looking forward to all the coverage with our pregame show, our postgame show, the official postgame show, especially right here on 92.3 The Fan. And then you can hear the official pregame show on 98.5 WNCX. But our coverage here on 92.3 The Fan also starts about 4 hours before the game. So it's great. We got you covered no matter what you want and whatever you need before the first game of the season for the Browns as we get set for our coverage of regular season football after a couple preseason games there. All right, we have been breaking down the Browns for the last 2 days here. We are now down to the defenses, and that's where we're going to go now. I do want to start with this. So I'd like to look at stories that just kind of rank your defenses and just see where they were. I was kind of surprised that ESPN like didn't give the Browns defense a decent grade for just long story short, there was a fantasy league that I was in. I couldn't go, so I had to do auto pick, right? And I ended up with the Browns defense, which I think is pretty awesome. I was excited about that, right? And then it listed
auto
it as a
pick on a fantasy draft.
Well, I had to
come
work.
On, man.
I had something else going on, and it was we were with a group. The group is not in this time zone, so I'm like, I can't do this. And I'm like, just put me on auto pick, and then I'll figure out the mess once it's over. So, but it didn't give the Browns ESPN didn't give the Browns defense a very high grade. So I went in and I started looking for some other stuff, and like ProFootballNetwork.com has a pretty good breakdown of all the defenses. They think the Ravens have the top defense in the league. I don't know, maybe last night that might change some things. They think the Jets are number two, and then they had the Browns coming in at number three with Myles Garrett leading the pack, and just saying Cleveland finished number one in total defense last year and six in sacks, and there's no reason to think they'll be anything but as good in 04. Or 24, sorry about that. So I like to kind of look and see where they're ranked. I think the majority of the folks out there around the league think the Browns are one of the stronger defenses in the league. Jeff, give me your overall view before we start breaking down names.
I think they're a good defense. I think the one thing that I think they need to step up a little bit, Andy, they gave up more points than I'd like to see. They did a really nice – number one, if you want to go with number one ranked defense in the NFL, it was because of yardage allowed last year. I would like to see fewer points allowed. To me, that's an even better indication. And then the other thing about a defense that, you know, to me it's the key, and it's a kind of a basketball terminology, you need to stop. You got to get the ball back. Get them off the field. Just improve in that area a little bit. You know, that's it. And I just want to see some growth. If there's growth and not regression out of this defense, it's going to be lights out because it was really good last year. And with a little bit of growth and no regression, it will be one of the best units in the NFL again this year.
The other part of the Browns defense that I think a lot of people look at and go, well, the Browns defense wasn't very good on the road last year. Why did they struggle so much on the road? You can go back and forth. Like, I've read stories that said, well, it's not as bad as you think it was. Okay, well, it didn't feel real good. How about that? So the eye test said they're better at home than they are on the road.
Okay.
And I don't know why.
Yeah,
and I think Jim Schwartz recognizes that. I think that's why I feel like I can kind of jump into it. It's like, I don't get it. I don't understand what's going on the road that isn't happening at home. They're just so dominant at home last year, especially early in the season. It was so much fun to watch. All right, let's go through this team. Ready? Let's start with the easy one. Let's start with defensive end with Za'Darius Smith, whose birthday is this weekend, and then Myles Garrett to lead things off. Your thoughts on the defensive end?
On those two guys?
Well, just on the whole position. I mean, you can put Oboe in there, and you can put Alex Wright in there.
Well, if we're looking at a key guy who we think might be the intriguing member of this, I think it's Alex Wright. And I say that for a couple of reasons. Happy birthday, Alex. He turned 24 yesterday.
Hmm.
Now, he seems like he's been around a long time. He hasn't. He was just a third-round pick in 2022. But he came in. He was a young guy. And I thought we saw him come on last year, Andy, in his second season. I thought he did a pretty nice job. He had 5 sacks last year. And it seemed like later in the season he came on. The thing of it here, he's a third-round pick. We know that's been an issue, right, for whatever reason. 6 of the Browns' defensive linemen that they have right now were free agent signings. I don't know if you can continually build a position group by making free agent signings. And that's why I think Alex needs to take that next step. And I think he can. I think he will. Big, tall, rangy guy, strong, 5 sacks last year. If he can build on some things, then I think they're going to be in great shape. The team did draft Myles Garrett, drafted Alex, drafted Mike Hall, who's obviously got issues he's dealing with, and drafted Isaiah McGuire. But everybody else was a free agent signing. Develop your own defensive linemen, save some money, and also just develop young guys who can play. And I think Alex can become that guy and maybe take a step this year, Andy, and become an even more key member of that D-line.
It is weird that Alex Wright's birthday was yesterday and Za'Darius is Sunday. So both of
them. There you go.
So maybe there's some kind of fate going on there with the birthday boys.
Let's go with that.
When I always look at the ends, I always look at the unsung hero of the ends, and it's double O. It's Ogbo Okoronkwo. And because I just think he could be starting on most teams in the NFL. And I think he's like this. If I'm Jim Schwartz, he's a gift, because I think, like I said, I think he's an extremely strong defensive end. I think he could play. He'd be starting for most teams in the NFL, but he's sitting behind Myles Garrett. And then you got Za'Darius, who it just kind of, I don't want to say it fell in their lap when he came over from Minnesota, but when they were able to bring him in after bringing in Double O, I was like, wow, look at the depth that we have on the defense, especially on the ends. And like, I could watch Double O play all day, too. I just think he is...
You like him a lot. I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
I just think he's a special player, and you don't... It's not... I don't
he's
think
a different
he,
kind of defensive end.
He doesn't have that same pressure, I think, that Myles and Za'Darius do.
No,
right?
I agree with you.
And he's in a great spot to just be an overachiever, I think, on defense. I enjoy watching him play. I think he's really good. And I think the Browns are lucky to have him on this team, I'll be honest with you. Let's go defensive tackle now and that group. Your thoughts on that?
Again, it gets back to okay, you're going to develop some guys? You drafted Jordan Elliott. He didn't work out. He was a third-round pick. You've drafted Mike Hall. Hopefully that works out. But I think they've done a really nice job, Shelby Harris, Dalvin Tomlinson, Mo Hurst, of signing guys, now Quentin Jefferson. I mean, your top 4 guys there, Andy, are all free agents. Okay, that's great, and I think you did a great job there. Is that sustainable? Maybe it is. I prefer to develop your own guys, and that's why I hope that Mike Hall's situation, there gets to be some clarity, and that he ends up developing into a fine player for this team and having issues on the football field that are good and not off the field that aren't so good.
Who's your most important player there, then? Or guy that you
Mike
look
Hall.
At? Mike Hall?
Yeah.
All right, well, you can't take him. You got to take somebody who's actively on the field. I'm going to make
well,
him.
Well, thanks a hell of a
I'm
lot,
sorry, man.
Andy.
I've got to force you to talk
Dalvin
about somebody.
Dalvin Tomlinson, he's the man.
Yeah, I just hope he's healthy. This will probably be the first position that we actually agree on. I just hope he's healthy and ready to go. And
if he was a good signing.
And they can stop the run, then life is good. Let's go linebacker now, and Wu coming off that big signing with his contract, and you know Jordan Hicks sitting in there, and Devin Bush, who also comes in this year. So
ding, ding, ding.
Devin Bush is your guy?
Yeah, because I always thought he was an intriguing guy. When he came out of Michigan and was drafted by Pittsburgh, he was nice. He did a nice job as a rookie. I think he was third in the Rookie of the Year voting. And he's only 26 years old. Then he got dinged up in Pittsburgh. It didn't work real well. Ended up in Seattle last year. Played some, but was not extremely productive for the Seahawks. I wonder if he can find what he had earlier on in his still young career in Pittsburgh. Because if he can, Andy, I think the Browns might have found something here. But he's going to have to produce. You know, Jordan Hicks is what he is, a very, very solid middle linebacker with a history with Jim Schwartz. JOK, yeah, he's terrific. He's going to make the next step. He signed a contract. He's good to go. Devin Bush, fingers crossed. Let's see.
For me, when I look at this, it's the guy that turned a lot of heads during.
I know who you're going to say.
Nathaniel Watson.
I thought you were going to say Diabate.
He'd been around in it long enough that I wasn't a new guy to turn things around. I mean, look at the way he was. You know, you're talking about SEC Defensive Player of the Year. The guy was a finalist for the Butkus. You know, he's got roots in the NFL as well. And I just thought he played a cut above. And I liked watching him play in the preseason. I don't want to get enamored by the play that I see in the preseason and think that, okay, that's definitely going to translate to the regular season. Because I can't tell you how many times I've watched preseason and thought, wow, that guy looked really good. And then all of a sudden you get five plays into the regular season. You're like, ugh, what was I watching? So I don't think I'm going to feel that way with him. But I think he's the guy to watch at linebacker. I love the fact that Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah was like let loose last year by Jim Schwartz.
Well, and he was terrific.
And it was fun to watch
him too.
He was
exactly what they traded up to get in the draft.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted.
Let's get into defensive backs here while we have a chance. So, and I know we're kind of rushing through some of this stuff. Maybe we'll do that on the other side of the break because we got a bunch of those guys. It's such a deep pool when you look at the defensive backs. I don't know. Do you think just looking at the three, just before we break in, before we do a full breakdown, looking at the three, the guys up front, the guys in the middle, and the guys in the back, which one of those three is the strongest of the three?
Which unit?
Which unit, yeah. Front, middle, back.
It's not the middle. That's all I know. I think the D-line is really good, and I think the DBs are really good. I can't tell you if the D-line's better than the DBs. I think the defensive backs are really good, but I think the defensive line's really good.
I think the telltale sign is being able to stop the run, right? And so if Harris and Tomlinson step up, then you take a lot of pressure off of the defensive backs, and that they don't need to be the best, right? If your front four can cause havoc inside somebody else's offensive attack, that
makes your DBs better.
Yeah. It's interesting how we watch the game, too, and how much more I think we concentrate on those guys up front.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Than we do in the back. I mean, we didn't really see a whole lot of the defense during the preseason as well.
Nope. We didn't. I can't wait to see how they develop it. Let's see where it goes.
You feeling the...
Take the next step, baby. Let's go.
Are you concerned that we haven't seen this? These guys?
No. It's preseason. Nothing matters. Sorry, nothing matters.
I know our buddy Jeff reminding us that the Browns had the best third down defense in the league last year, too.
That was last year. Let's see what they do this year.
Well, do you think they're overall, before we talk about the defensive backs, overall, do you think they're better now than they were a year ago?
Overall? They should be. They're more experienced.
That's about it, right? Isn't that what the only difference is, experience?
Well, in
theory. Devin Bush.
All the way around on the defense?
Yeah, I'm just saying, majority of it looks exactly the same as last year.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So,
You've changed a good chunk of your linebacking core.
Okay, but otherwise, I don't know. Do you think they're better then? And I don't know how you can't think.
I don't know. Let's see it.
Well, yeah, it's true. We haven't had a chance to see it yet.
Right. Let's see it. I'd like to say so, but it's only wishful thinking on my part.
All right. What defensive back are you watching here?
You might not like this one.
I think I know where you're going. Keep going.
Who do you think I'm going with?
Denzel Ward.
I am.
For the same reason I was going to say it. Keep going.
Would you believe he's already in his 7th NFL season?
Yeah.
Does that seem right? I mean, that to me, that's almost stunning. I think Denzel is one of the top 3, 2, 5 corners in the NFL. I think he's really, really good. Really good. And he hasn't played a full season in his career. He's always played close to a full season, but he's missed at least 2 games every year he's played, Andy. And last year he missed 4 games. And we know that the concussions are a concern. And Denzel's made a lot of money. Good for him. He's earned it. He's terrific. I hope he stays healthy, because if he doesn't stay healthy, I don't know if he's going to stick around. And I say that only because of this. A, he's made a lot of money. B, he's a really smart guy. And A, thank you. I'm going to keep my brain intact and I'm done. I don't know that he's going to retire. I'm just saying, guys who are smart guys who have made a lot of money sometimes just say thank you very much. And I hope that I just wave to you to wave bye-bye. Thank you very much. And Mac Robinson just thought I was waving to him as he walked down the hall. Mac, that was not the case. I hope Denzel doesn't go bye-bye. I hope he stays. I hope he's healthy. Because, Andy, he is so good, man. He is really good.
He's already double the average length of an NFL career.
Yeah, but
I know he's a first-round player.
You talk about that, and that's true. But first-round draft choices, I'd love to know the average length of a career of a first-round draft choice. I don't know the answer to that. But it's different than the guys who are at the bottom of the roster. That's what we all need to remember about the NFL. The average length of the career is so low.
It's three.
Because they just turn the bottom of the roster, because after those guys are in there a couple of years, then they got to pay them. And their skill level isn't any better than the next kid coming out of college if you're just going to go cover a kick. And that's why the NFL, the careers are so short. I don't know the average length of a first-round career. I hope it's longer than 7 years, because that's what Denzel's going into, and I hope he's healthy enough to stick around. And Andy, he's just so good. And I really like him. Loved watching him play at Nordonia, to be honest with you. And I hope he's healthy. And I hope he's able to play a full season, because, man, he's become one of the best corners in the league without playing a full season.
I started looking. The average length of a first rounder, I think, is like almost 8 years, 8 to 9 years. So
yeah,
he's in that wheelhouse.
Yep.
Some of that data I was looking at was a little bit older, but I got to believe that some of that holds true. So you're right. That is kind of a misnomer when you start talking about the average length.
Well, it's just the guys get churned at the bottom of the roster.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you can cover kicks for us. Make sure you block on special teams. Here you go. Oh, wait a minute. You're up for your next contract. Good luck. And we're going to bring in the next kid. That's a big part of the reason that those careers are so short.
And when
it's
you look,
economics.
Yeah, but when you look at the average length, though, it's still 3.3. So, I mean, but you're right. I mean, if you can get 7, 8, 9 out of a first-round pick, you've done
pretty good.
You've done well.
And he's at 7.
Yeah, so he's at the place where you talked about.
Jim Brown played 9 years, okay? And we all thought Jim retired
way
too soon.
Short,
but
yeah.
we thought that, except for one thing. He went on and did other things. Some running backs don't last forever. Maybe some DBs don't last forever. And the way these guys are getting paid these days, you can walk away from the game and be set for life at a very young age. And I hope Denzel plays for selfish reasons. If he's concerned about his health, by golly, he should quit. And I hope that's not the case, and I hope he's healthy enough to go this year.
So he's
the guy I'm really watching.
Yeah, I wonder, though, when you look at Denzel, that if the guy to maybe keep your eye on is Khalif Elassi, because they like him a lot. And, you know, he could be the next guy to step up if Denzel can't play. You could use him in that spot. So I think that maybe if you're just trying to keep your eye on somebody, you know, Miles Harden's another guy they drafted. You move him from one side to another on the corner. So, we know the other guys. Like, we know what Grant Delpit's about. We know what Juan Thornhill's about. We know what MJ Emerson's about and Greg Newsom. We know those guys, right? So if you lose one of those guys, where are you going to the next spot? Ronnie Hickman could be another guy to keep your eye on. I'm just talking about free safety then. But, you know, Hickman's another guy I think you keep your eye on. But, you know, the investment there isn't gigantic. It's not a draft pick.
Yeah.
And Ronnie Hickman with... You know, with Elassi, it's not. It's a guy they picked up from Kansas City. And I kind of like that Kansas City way, you know? We saw how they won last night. We know how they've been winning. And you got Thornhill and Elassi in there. They both kind of have that little, you know, that Kansas City kick to them that I think helps out a team when you're looking for experience and guys are looking around to say, okay, what's it like to be in this kind of culture? And then turn that into a winning culture. I like that. I like guys when they pick up guys that have played in the Super Bowl. I never have a problem with that. Let's go to Ryan on 990. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you for my call, man. Hey, just want to chime in, obviously, what you alluded to, which is the Browns.
Yep, defense.
Beyond stout, I play sports and company. Just have it all together again and just more tenacity. And again, I think the only thing that's going to stop the Browns' defense this year is themselves, hypothetically, knock on wood, no injury bug, and obviously no scenario where we feel that, you know, just play calling. You know, I think the blitzes, the schemes, everything is going to go to plan, I think, as long as just everyone stays healthy. Because, again, I this is a side note, Andy, you alluded to why they're not getting as much respect from the four-letter station, obviously. I don't get it either. If we showcase what we were capable of doing last year, which is breaking different records and just being capable of doing things things on defense that you haven't seen. It's probably the 94 Browns. It's just freak of nature stuff. And we're bringing everyone back, more or less. I think the padded nature of, obviously, the defensive line is what's going to catapult this team for really showcasing itself, the whole Michael Hall situation plays itself out. You know, the Clinton Jeffersons of the world, the Whites. These other guys, just a plethora of just added rotational guys just making this team just quick-paced and good. But, again, I just feel so darn confident. Again, I don't like the fact that we're being underrated. At the same time, I don't mind it.
I don't mind it. Hey, Ryan, we're having a little bit of trouble hearing you on this phone line, but I hear what you're saying. Hey, enjoy the game, and thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Hopefully we'll hear you during quick predicts. Thanks, Rhino. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Larry is in Cleveland. How are you feeling about the defense, Larry?
Hey, Larry.
Man, defense is going to be powerful.
Powerful. Powerful.
Man. We got to also, man, dominate on both sides, offense and defense. Deshaun, new year, new opportunity, new goals. Have your game levels all the way up. We deserve it, man. And I was Deshaun, I should go to first touchdown. I die myself in that dog pile. Get the gratitude, man, with the attitude, because, man, this Cleveland deserves it, man. And then you, man, and most of all, you represent Cleveland. Cleveland is on the comeback on every level. High and low, but most of all, man, it's going to be, man, this game is going to be important for everybody. Most of all, get your motivation and then also get your desire. We need that desire on every level. How leaders, man, pump everybody up. And, man, I'm surprised the GM didn't go get that Tony, the kick returner from the Kansas City, because he's a go-getter. He's a winner, man. Most of all, we got a team. We got a receivers that can catch the ball. Those
Judy,
five, man.
We Cooper, Moore. Man. Yeah, Tillman, Thresh. Yeah. All right, Larry, you pumped up for the game? I can't tell.
Oh, you better believe it.
All
man.
Right, I better believe it. Okay.
Larry's always pumped.
All right, thank you, Larry. All right, Larry's ready. Larry's already at the stadium right now.
By the way, Kadarius Toney's still a free agent. Visited with Seattle.
I saw Larry. He's walking. He's like camped out in front of one of the gates. He's ready to go.
I like Kadarius Toney, even though he's had trouble with catching the football.
Is that a problem?
Might be.
I'm just looking forward to this game. I'm just telling you, I like the hours can't pass fast enough to get to this game because I'm just right. I do think it's an important game for the team. Like I know it's not a must win because it's week one. And by the way, the Ravens made it last night, so it's not a must win, right? The worst case scenario, if you don't win, you're tied with the Ravens. So. If you want to look at it from that big kind of perspective.
Somebody's going to win in the division. It might as well be the Browns.
That's right.
Let's go.
It's about time. It's about time.
Seriously, last night, as soon as Isaiah Likely was ruled out of bounds, I thought, okay, Browns are up.
Man, did he have a good game. Whew.
Yeah, he looked good. You know, Mark Andrews was in that serious car accident.
Right.
And I wonder if it's affecting him at all. He played, but, you know, I wonder if Likely was featured more because Andrews is bothered by some stuff.
That could be the future.
Thank God he's okay.
Yeah. Andrews is always one of those guys you're like, I have a feeling that guy could burn us this week. But now
Andrews
I feel like it's
Andrews
likely
is that
now.
Great big burly tight end who's he's really good.
You think Ozzie has anything to do with what's going on there still? Because he still does.
Likely.
I was listening
Likely
to
looks more like a wide receiver, doesn't he?
He
looks like a bigger wide receiver.
Yeah, he's right on the edge, right? He's right on the edge. Stefan is in Eastlake. Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's a good word?
Good, good. You guys talking about the Cleveland defense. I think we're going to be a top three defense. No team can mess with the Cleveland Browns. If we don't make the playoffs or anything, I think we're going to be trading a lot of people away. And if we do make the playoffs, I think the stadium and I think it's where's that stadium going? In Brook Park.
Brook
I think
Park.
It's
that's what we're hearing. That seems to be an option.
You want it in East Lake?
Yeah, you want to? He's like, put it right next to
the ball field.
Got any land? Yeah, the land, yeah.
All right, Stefan, thank you. Appreciate it.
Dano.
Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN, free agent center Tristan Thompson finalizing a one-year deal to return to the Cleveland Cavaliers, sources tell ESPN.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep. Tristan Thompson heading on back.
All right.
I like Tristan. He's a good guy.
Fan favorite. 216-474-0092. 216. I want to talk baseball. I want to talk Guardians. I want to talk Dodgers with a big weekend. But first, I want to talk to Bill and Kent. Just kind of round out of a bronze conversation there. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good, Andy. How about you guys?
Happy Friday.
Hanging in. Love it. Love it. Let's keep that rain away tonight for high school. That's what I say.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's gone this afternoon. I'm playing golf with my oldest son who's up from Columbus. So
all right. We'll see. Hit him straight, my friend. Hit him straight.
Thank you. Guys, I just wanted to hit real quick, and I think, Jeff, you mentioned it, on a comment you made a little while ago about building a team through the draft. Building through free agency and, whether it's sustainable or not. And I've been preaching this to anybody who would listen, and that's not too many people, so I appreciate you guys taking the call. But if I was going to be critical of anything with Andrew Berry, it would be the draft. And I think, I could not agree with you more. And I say this because when you bring a rookie in, you know, they're on four-year contracts now, and oftentimes you can control them in the fifth year. So even though every year you got a group 4 or 5 years ago that runs off, there's a core 3 years in there. And if you can pick three or four quality starters in the draft, now you've got 12, 13 guys on your roster, starters,
yep,
that have played together, have come in together. And I played college ball. There were about 12 of us that started freshman year, 6 or 7 of us finished 4 years later. But, you know, I still play golf with all these guys. There's a core, there's a culture, you know who's playing next to you. And I just don't think, and Jeff, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. You know, you bring guys in on free agent contracts. I know they're committed, but let's face it. The bottom line is where they're going to go, where the money is. I think we overestimate the ability for guys to come in on these one-year deals and assimilate and play really well together. So that's really my point. I just would like to see Berry do a little better job drafting. And I'll stop there.
Bill, I agree with you.
Thanks, Bill.
And third-round picks, I'd like to see you hit more of them. You know, we've joked around that it's a curse. You're supposed to hit on those guys. You know, they're supposed to maybe not be starters, but they're supposed to be on your roster. And they've had 9 third-round picks, and only 4 of them are currently on this team. This regime has had 9.
All right, let's talk baseball, shall we? 10-10 start tonight, Eastern. You've got the Guardians, and you've got the Dodgers. Guardians, 20 games over 500, 80-60, and they now have a 4-game lead on the Minnesota Twins, a 4.5-game lead on the Royals. Now, they'll meet the Beast of the West, the Dodgers, with an 84-56 record, and they've got a 5-game lead in the NL West over the Padres and a 5.5-game lead over the Diamondbacks. Kind of mirrors a little bit about what's, you know, going on in the AL Central in the NL West, but it's going to be a really interesting weekend. Again, it's going to be, at least tonight it'll be a late night with the Dodgers. Tomorrow, too, is a 9-10 start, so they'll be right up against the Buckeyes tomorrow night. They'll be in, I don't know, Guardians, Dodgers, Buckeyes, Western Michigan would be tough on that one. And then Sunday, right up against the Browns, 4-10. So with a 4-25 start for the Browns. And so you'll see Boyd, Cobb, and Williams all in this series. I've said this a couple times about what's going on with the Guardians right now. I'm kind of not looking at I'm looking at these 3 games, but I'm kind of looking at the 3 games after as they head back to Cleveland before they take on Tampa Bay for a homestand that starts September 12th and runs through the 19th, where they'll see Tampa Bay and Minnesota in there. Over the next 2 series, you've got the Dodgers for 3 at Chavez Ravine, or I always think about Les when I do that, because when Les was a kid, you know what they used to call?
What?
Chavez Levine. That's what they used to play when they would play like stickball or play.
Nice.
And then they've got Chicago. So, you know, I look at it and I say, you got 6 games here. That's really what you need to do. Get 1 against the Dodgers. That'll make me a happy camper. I think that, you know, that levels things out. Try to go get 2 against Chicago, and you stay status quo from where you are. If you want to look at the big picture, of course, you'd like to see them win 2 out of 3, at least in both these series. But it is what it is. Your thoughts?
We'll see. I'm curious to see it against a good Dodgers team.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the real deal. And if you're talking about World Series favorites, I think the Dodgers have to be in that conversation. So I'm real curious to see how the team stacks up. Doesn't mean the end of the world if they win 3 straight. Great, you know, that doesn't mean you're going to the World Series if you're the Guardians. If you lose 3 straight, doesn't mean you're not. But Dodgers will be a real nice challenge for them. Real nice.
We had an interesting conversation before the show about the Dodgers themselves, the entire organization, and you know, they spend tons of cash. They have the 3rd highest payroll in baseball at $249 million. The Yankees are right above them at 303, and then the Mets are above them at 305. So basically it's...
Gosh, New York and L.A., huh?
Yeah, it's New York and L.A., but why...
What are the Angels? You have that list in front of you?
Yeah, the Angels are way down there. They're 13th.
Yeah, they decided to quit throwing their money away on guys that couldn't play anymore.
I'm trying to look. We are... you don't want to know where we are. So when I... You know, when you look
Does
at this...
Does it start with a three?
No.
Okay, they're not
last.
Does
that make you feel better? I'm just making sure.
Yeah, that's good.
First, I thought you were going to say they have a $3 million payroll. I was like, well, there's a lot of threes in the number. $93,333,000, if that makes you feel better. There's a lot of threes over there. But when you look at it, it's like, why don't we ever look at the Dodgers in that same evil way that we look at the Yankees? Like, we look at the Yankees as the... deep down, I believe it's just because American League, National League, and we just don't kind of care about the Dodgers as much.
That's probably true, but I don't know. Dodgers have always seemed kind of fun, haven't they?
Yeah, they're kind of the...
Yankees are the evil empire.
Why is that?
Well, the Dodgers...
Dodger blue, man. Like
Blue, the script Dodgers is kind of cool to look at, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's in Los Angeles.
I've never seen...
Portrayed in a nice way.
But I've never seen Dodgerography. Like, they're not pompous. I don't know. Like, wow, and how do the Dodgers...
I've always kind of liked the Dodgers.
I have too, and I don't know why. Is it the happy blue uniform? Is it they've always had pretty good players over there, and you kind of like... It's hard to get mad at the Dodgers. I don't know. You should. Their payroll's through the roof compared to ours. I don't have that. You know, they got Ohtani. I didn't bother me. It bother you?
He went. No, I kind of liked it when he went to the Dodgers.
Why is it that we don't have that same nasty feeling for the Dodgers that we do that we have for the Yankees? I think it's American League, National League, to be honest with you. But when you think about it, I mean, they picked up their bags and they moved out of Brooklyn. Like, we can respect that whole not liking his team, but eras, times, different. It'd be like us being mad about the Rams moving too, right? It feels about the same.
Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like when I see all the stories about the folks in Brooklyn that felt abandoned when the Dodgers moved,
serious.
I felt bad for them. Unfortunately, had the same feeling.
Right. And they end up with teams in Los Angeles. The Dodgers were named because of dodging streetcars in Brooklyn. The Lakers were named because of
Minnesota
land of 10,000 lakes.
Yeah.
You know one other thing about the Dodgers?
Hang on. I'm going to catch a jazz concert in Utah here real quick.
All of their guys that have appeared on television over the years, you just kind of think kind of cool.
Tommy Lasorda? Is that where you're going?
Lasorda was always on TV, you know, doing stuff. Don Drysdale was on an episode of The Brady Bunch. You remember that?
No.
He was. Do you remember Leo DeRocher scouting Herman Munster?
That I do remember.
See, there you go.
That was after school, second grade.
You know, they're already out there in L.A. You need somebody. Hey, let's write a script about baseball. Call a Dodger.
They play as the number two team in town, though, don't they? The Lakers are number one.
Lakers are the number one team.
Yeah. Why are they not hateable? Dan, do you hate the Dodgers?
Oh, God, no.
I don't hate the Dodgers.
I've always enjoyed them. Here's my thought. One, the Dodgers can have beards. They don't have this stupid rule about facial hair that makes, we're the Yankees. We can't have facial hair or any of that crap. Vin Scully is a delight.
Yeah, that's true.
Vin Scully is the exact opposite of John Sterling in
that
he is a, kind of right down the middle. He'll tell you how it is. Grandpa Vin was the best, and I miss hearing his broadcast constantly.
Cut promos for me when I was a Kent Stater.
Oh. He did?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have them still?
I'll bet I can find them somewhere.
Oh, you got to bring those in. I want to hear those.
I'd love to hear them. 100% honesty, I'd love to hear them
if I can find them. Yeah, I had them read promos for me for our Kent State Sports Magazine show. Hi, everybody. This is Vin Scully.
I love Vin. I miss Vin Scully.
How did you do it? Just walked up to him at the ballpark? Or?
No, when I was working golf with CBS,
yeah,
I had Vin Scully, Frank Gleyber, the late Frank Gleyber, who I had the pleasure of working with in golf and basketball and football.
Wow.
A wonderful man and very helpful to me. Gary Bender. Remember Gary Bender?
Oh, yeah.
I had Gary and I had Ben Wright all do promos for me.
And were they all cool about it? Or?
Oh, they were phenomenal.
That's awesome.
Well, I was.
A young go-getter.
I was the little twerp carrying my little Panasonic tape recorder around while I was working for CBS. Hey, guys, would you do this?
Nobody from CBS was mad at you for doing this?
No, it was in my, you've done
it. What's that kid doing?
No, the announcers?
Oh, no, anybody else watching?
They were more than happy to do it.
Yeah, I could see the announcers because they got it because they had been in your shoes at one place.
Yeah, they were very happy to do it, and it was very nice of them to do it.
Can you please find those? I definitely want to hear the Scully.
Hi, everybody. This is Vin Scully.
Love it.
I was with my buddy Jeff Kurtz. You know Kurtz.
Of course we do. Mm-hmm. Yes.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.